And joining us here on the phone, we have Becky Barnhart from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Good morning to you. A little cool this morning. I bet there's been a lot of people out walking their dogs because it's perfect weather for it. So it's a great day.
Yeah, that's right. It sure is. So what's going on at Coffeeville Friends of Animals?
Well, we've had a couple of adoptions, and actually we've had three adoptions. So that's good news. We've had, I talked about them a few weeks back. They're two very cute little black kittens. And one of them was adopted. Well, the second one got adopted this week, Dory. So both little kittens are on their way to wonderful lives. The great dog, we had that Mastiff mix. She's a big old giant, gentle as a lamb. She was adopted this week. And a new couple came into town, and a young couple came in, moved in, and decided they needed to add a dog. So she's having a great life. Jane was a wonderful dog. And then we had another kitten that was adopted. Wiley was adopted. So We're always thrilled when we get the kittens and the cats adopted, because sometimes it's slow moving with them. But anyway, so three great adoptions. We do have some new kittens that have arrived at the shelter. There are three: Apollo, Scout, and Trooper. They're all three orange. They're all three males. I guess you would have to choose personality over looks with these three, but they're very, very sweet. Only about 7 weeks old. They're very young. And there's another one that came in, Diesel. And I do believe they're from the same litter. Diesel looks like a little Siamese. She's cream in color. Another male. A lot of boys in that litter. So we have some new kittens available if anyone's interested in adding a brand new little kitten to their family. Some of the names that I have that we've had for a while, we've got several that have already been fixed. And if they are already fixed, that adoption fee goes to $50. And I wanted to remind people that adoption fee, when you pay it, that takes care of that spay and neuter operation. And it also has them up to date on their shots. So to come out to the shelter and adopt an animal, you're really making a savings as far as the initial cost of adding a pet to your house. So Daisy has been with us since October. She's now fixed. Peppermint, we have Peppermint that is that pretty white shepherd mix. She's now available, and $50 adoption. And Gazelle is that yellow lab, such a pretty thing. So anyway, if someone is wanting a little bit older dog and you want to take them home the day you get them, then that would be the way to go. The other animals that are at the shelter, a lot of times the adoption occurs, but then we have a waiting period because we have to make an appointment with the veterinarian to have the operation. So those three are great. We've also got a new one that came in. Danny kind of call him an old man. He's not that old. He's about 5 years old. He's very calm. He's kind of a black heeler mix. But Danny said, gosh, he's a nice, calm dog, but a little bit older, got some white on his muscle. So he's the new one. And then the other new one that came in is that German Shepherd that I spoke about last week. She was a surrender. She is 6 years old, female. She knows her tricks. She knows her commands. She's a super sweet girl. She's up to date on her shots. And the reason for her surrender was someone in the family or someone that they knew, she killed the duck. They had a duck. And it was, so I would caution if someone is thinking a nice outside dog and you have chickens or ducks, that is a consideration to think about. But other than that, she's a great gal. We also have some of the good old names that I've spoken about for several weeks that are still there. Junior, I guess Junior was enjoying the cool morning this morning. Danny said he was all stretched out outside and just kind of taking in everything around him and had no concerns at all. He's kind of a short, chubby little guy. He is a pit mix. We think he's just as sweet as he could be. So anyway, if you're looking for a laid-back boy, he's the one. Well, who else can I speak about today that's been here? Oh, we still have Woody and Buzz. And those are brothers that came in together. They are black and white in color. Their ears set straight up. They're just a hoot to look at. Very nice dogs. We think they're about 3 years old, but came in together. Good boys. One's yellow. They're just great dogs. So that's just a few of the animals that we have available. Danny said this morning he was out. He took some new pictures. So go to our Facebook page and check out some of these animals that I've been speaking about. Better yet, come out to the shelter. It's going to be, you know, the weather's just improving every day. Come out and walk around with the pets you're looking at. Take him out, walk around, see what you think. Our hours are new, they're different, so I always try to remind people we are there longer hours, but maybe not as many. Sunday and Monday, we are closed to the public. And Tuesday through Saturday, we are there from 8:30 to 4. That's a much nicer spread of time for people to come out and see the animals. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. Wants and Needs, I was going to mention that real fast, this lovely family that at the middle of the month, every month, they come out or they call, what are your needs? And we give them a list and they come back and it's just wonderful, the nice things that they contribute every month. So thank you to them. They know who they are. We are always happy to have Leech, Dawn. We would love to have some hard toys, durable toys. We've got some big guys out there, a little hard on the toys. And treats, gosh, we always appreciate the treats. That's one of the best things that we can ask for. I think they're good on food. Of course, you can always bring dog food, cat food if you'd like, but I think they're pretty good on food right now. So anyway, come out to the shelter and look at the animals that we have available, lovely kittens, cats, dogs, and located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. Phone is working, 620-252-6060. Come out and get your forever friend.
All right. Well, Becky, that sounds like a good plan. Hope folks can check out everything going on at Coffeeville Friends of Animals. And, of course, we always appreciate your updates.
Well, I appreciate the time. It's been kind of slow for us as far as activities. But, oh, my gosh, I listened to you this morning, all the graduations. I mean, it's a wonderful time of year for these young people that are graduating from high school. And then, you know, we've got Memorial Day weekend coming up, and a lot of people like to travel. So May's not always maybe the best month to add to your family, but summer. Boy, that's a good time.
That's right.
Get your new friend there in the summertime.
Yep, it sure will be all happening here. So we do appreciate it, Becky.
Thanks. All right. Talk to you next week.
Sounds like a plan. That's Becky Barnhart, Coffeeville Friends of Animals. And with that, we have a much more open line on the way here. On the way as well, we have a check of some ag news brought to you by Helm Haven Healthcare Facility. And we'll be back to open line here in just a few moments.